got to watch out where you flirt. It's 99.7 EJX. There are apparently over half of us would dump our significant other or who we're dating if they caught you flirting with someone else.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. So that kind of
severe.
Yeah, that kind of whole brings up the question, is flirting with someone else cheating? Yeah, a little bit over half said they might end a relationship over what some would call, quote, harmless flirting, especially if it felt like the person, like, tried to hide it.
See, it's definitely disrespectful.
Yeah, I'll definitely say.
It could be on the way to an emotional affair, kind of.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that we don't necessarily talk about a whole lot on the show, the emotional affairs, where, you know, it may not be physical, but it's like, there was a comedian that once said, you know, every guy, any guy who hasn't cheated just hasn't had the right opportunity. And I don't agree with that.
I was going to say that is a really bold blanket
statement. I know, that's
statement.
A bold blanket statement. But it's like, is...
I feel like my husband would disagree too.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. But yeah, it's the whole, if you're trying to hide it from the other person, I've always taken the approach, if your partner, can you do what you're doing with your partner right next to you?
Yes, that is a really, really good judge of, okay, is this going to make them mad?
Yeah, is it going to make them mad, disrespect them, et cetera?
Then don't do it.
Yeah, for sure. Even more said, chatting with an ex is over the line too.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what you're chatting about. I mean, obviously there are situations where you have to chat with an ex, say if there's kids involved or whatever, and it has nothing to do with the relationship that you once had.
And if it's happening like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that could, you know, go into, well, why are you talking so much?
What about if you danced with someone else? It's weird because this whole thing, like this same poll that was taken, two-thirds said they wouldn't care if they found out you danced with someone else, but over half would say, hey, I'd probably dump you if I found out you were flirting. Isn't that wild?
Is it okay? So maybe it's like, are you at a wedding and your significant other isn't there? And is it like with a cousin, something like that? Like it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
And what kind of dancing? If we're doing dirty dancing,
grinding up on people. Got a text from a listener. Your partner flirting, not necessarily cheating, but it is a sign of disrespect. Therefore, a red flag. That's for sure. And got another text from a listener that said, my ex's emotional affair led to her eventually physically cheating.
Ooh.
So the emotional affair that we were just talking about. Yeah, yeah. So maybe
that's opening the door.
Yeah. So maybe it starts with some harmless cheating, quote, harmless cheating.
Harmless flirting.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then it leads to.
There's no harmless cheating.
It's just harmless cheating. Listen, no one was hurt physically. No one was hurt.
No big deal cheating.
No big deal cheating. Yeah. What about letting someone buy you a drink?
Well, you know what? It depends. If they're not expecting a conversation with the drink, they just kind of, because that actually happened to me. So, well, that actually, they didn't buy me a drink. They gave me $5 and said, go buy yourself a drink. When I was single at the time.
That's how Kelly gets flirted with.
Exactly. I'm like, all right. Thank you. No strings attached, kind of flirting.
You could tell that was a long time ago because now that'd buy you a half a cocktail.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yep.
Oh, shoot.
I
that's
feel like
funny.
If my husband would be like, oh, you just got a free drink out of it? You didn't have to talk to anybody? Score.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing, too. Again, it's the whole communication. If your husband comes home and is like, hey, some chick bought me a drink, you know, it's like, all right.
I'd be like, good for you, baby. You still got it.
Or, you know, my wife sometimes will be at gigs and she'll be like, yeah, someone sent up some drinks to the band or, you know, some guy bought me a drink. I'd be like, all right, you know, especially if she's out with girlfriends.
Yes.
And you know,
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
someone's trying to pick up my husband.
But it's about the communication with it, with the whole thing.
If they're having a conversation, along with that drink. That's a problem.
Someone said, texted us and said, is flirting cheating? I don't know. If I slap you with my left hand and I'm right-handed, are you still getting slapped?
Great way to say when you put it that way.
That's one of those whole, like, that's a dadism or a grandpaism or something.
Exactly.
That's like my dad. Like, I would get hurt. I'd be like, oh, like I'd stub my toe. He'd be like, here, come here. He'd punch me in the arm. Yeah, now your foot doesn't hurt anymore, does it?
Exactly.
I'd be like, yeah, that's now exactly my foot and my arm hurts.
That
thanks.
Mentality, sure. All right, I get it.
Interesting conversation there. 99.7 DJX.
Best practice not to flirt if you are in a relationship. How about that?
Well, now you're just cutting everything off.
Like you're going to go out there and get your flirt on and your wife's fine with it.
Listen. Like
flirting's
I said,
the gateway to bad things if you're in a relationship.
Yes, as long as you are could feel comfortable with your partner being next to you while you're doing it, I think it's fine.
Okay, so all right. But I still would draw the line at flirting.
All right.